another edition of Wrestling Goons Radio, the podcast for the IWC from the IWC, and this is Around the Squared Circle. Today we'll be talking about a lot of things. Two new people are in the WWE, old faces and new places. We also have a potential of Monday Night Raw being postponed, and the Divas controversy will be addressed a little bit farther, among other things, including Hulk Hogan being on Good Morning America. That and more. I'm here today with Mark Pitts. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Sitting here making it. I got a lot to get to and not a lot of time to do it. For everybody listening, you can hear us on WrestlingGoonsRadio.blogspot.com. There you can subscribe to all of our social media stuff, including iTunes and Stitcher. Just hit subscribe and like on the other pages. To that, we're going to get into the show. As we said, Monday Night Raw has the potential to be postponed. We do have an update that Hurricane Erica has died down a lot, and they are expecting everything to be fine. The state of emergency was lifted, so looks like everything is going to be a go. With that being said, Sting is going to start the show in Tampa, Florida. I'm looking forward to seeing what he says. Mark, pretty good thing that we're having Raw. This would have been the second time it got postponed. Looks like we're not going to have that. What do you think Sting's going to do on Monday to start the show?
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoy them not postponing it, because missing a Monday Night Raw is, like, really killer, just because it's been such a staple in my life for the past 20-something years, so that's great news. Sting is probably going to address the elephant in the room, which is that he has never had a WWE title, ever, because he's just recently only been there, and that's probably, like, he's probably going to throw out that's the one thing in my career that I want to do more than anything that I've ever accomplished, yada, yada, yada. Probably trying to sell Night of Champions. Maybe even talk about how the Authority's been just handing Seth everything, and this is going to be a real fight for Seth.
I definitely feel like this is a shot at the Authority. That's what he's going to say in part of the promo. Is that he's going after Triple H and taking the one thing that they covet most that gives them the power. That's usually the direction they go when they do a Sting angle this way in any company that he's in. I think that he is going to win the belt coming out of it. He deserves it. Where this all doesn't make sense, and this is what Dan had a problem with and what I have a problem with too, is the handshake at WrestleMania. Like, I still can't connect the dots of, if you're shaking his hand to end it, why are you coming back after them now?
Well, I mean, I don't necessarily think that it was a handshake that Sting said that, all right, it's all ended. I'm sure he probably took that loss at WrestleMania pretty personally, and he's like, oh, well, you just think everything's smoothed over, but I still got a little bit of peace of my mind that I want to give you still.
Well, he's going to have to do it on his own, because there's a little NWO backup buddy. They were at Jeff Jarrett Company right now, and apparently in their recent promo, they gave their blessing of the NWO and passed the torch on to Carl Anderson and Doc Gallows and the Bullet Club. So I can't imagine Vince took that too well, that the NWO gave their corporate blessing to another company.
Or it could be the blessing of Vince and Triple H knowing that they're about to pull the Bullet Club and reform them as the Baylor Club.
That is bananas. We're not even going there. That can't happen, because they're not going to be in the Baylor Club. They're going to have AJ come in, and then it'll be the battle of who is the leader of the Bullet Club. That's what they're going to do.
I mean, I'm fine with either or, so, I mean, it really doesn't matter to me. As long as we get them and Nakamura and Okada, because they were at SummerSlam in with Jushin Thunder Liger watching in a suite, so, yes, Vince is pulling out all of the Japanese stars.
Yeah, a lot of people, like I've read online, they call it, do they have working deals with them? Let me tell you what WWE has done since the 1980s, and isn't working deals. It's the fact that they see your top talent, and they say, hey, you're coming here now, and you're going to work for the WWE, because we have more money and more exposure than wherever you're at. And the and whoever that person is dumb not to take it, so they always go. So that's kind of what they're doing, is they've ignored these markets for so long, and finally they've decided that the people that the IWC crave, they're going to give it to them. So they're going to go out and find your UHA Nations and your Sami Zayns and your Kevin Steens and your Finn and your Fergal Devitts and your Kennas, and the list will go on and on. They didn't have this kind of developmental system up until about 3 years ago, I would say. Mark, do you think that we, the IWC, are the direct influence of all these changes?
To an extent, but I think it's more so Triple H, simply because he knows that the IWC, at least, I mean, he'll probably never admit it, do have some pretty good ideas as to what will get over in wrestling and whatnot, because most of the time wrestling is life, and we know the product, we know the wrestlers from around the world, we know that they can work. It's just Vince has never been one to try to take someone from an indie and make him into, just tweak him a little bit and allow him to be himself. He's always wanted that fresh new thing that he can mold himself. I think Triple H is more along the lines of he'll work with the talent instead of just trying to mold some new person.
While you're talking about that, let's go ahead and move on to somebody that was down further, but we're going to put him in right now. Cesaro was a guy who was an outsider. They brought him in. They gave him the U.S. title right away. Looked like they were going to give the Indian guy the major push. Now we see Cesaro section signs everywhere, and it appears that he's trying to make a name for himself with Kevin Owens. Doesn't appear Vince is ever going to give this man what a break he deserves. And you think that's part of the concept of him suffering from that indie stigma, or is it really Cesaro not being able to get over with a crowd? I personally don't think that's the case.
Yeah, I think this is And I know we hear a lot of rumors about, well, Triple H said this, but Vince kind of went this way, and they're having this battle of struggle of power between Triple H and Steph and Vince on the direction that they want to take, because after all, this is still Vince's baby, and I think he's loosened up a lot about allowing them to take more control over some of the aspects and allow things that I don't think Vince in the 90s or early 2000s would have ever allowed. So I think that they're slowly trying to turn Vince, but I don't think that he believes in the wrestlers that they believe in as much. So he's kind of more lenient about giving them those pushes. But I think Cesaro, especially in the new suit and the new kind of attitude that he has, I think he's on his way to get a push.
It's a lot going to determine what comes out of the Owens feud, like where he goes from it. I don't think the result matters as much, because he can't afford, Owens was in a position where he couldn't afford a loss. So I feel like the lesser of two evils has to be Cesaro doing it. But as long as he looks good doing it, it's not going to hurt him. It's just what is he doing coming out of it that's going to matter. So I make sense of that. Moving on to Destination America and Sci-Fi Wrestling this week, getting really bad numbers. And when I say really bad, I mean really bad. We're talking 0.06 on the Nielsen rating. That's not even a 0.1. They were at 71,000 homes total for the 2 hours. That is beyond awful, Mark. This is supposed to be the final days of TNA. September is here. This is when Destination America said they are done. What? Are they done? Do they get a deal anywhere on TV? Can they survive without TV?
Well, I'm just going to go and say what Dixie says. You didn't see the plus 15 rating, okay, sir? Okay, so, I mean, we have that. So, I mean, they potentially could have gotten over a little bit of a, like, 0.1 or whatever. So, I mean, they could have done a little bit better. But, yeah, they're over. They're completely done with. I'm surprised, to be honest, that they haven't changed their entire get-go and everything to a redirect site of Global Force. Yeah, because it should be, once you type in TNA Wrestling, it gives you the redirect to Global Force Wrestling. That's what's probably going to happen.
I mean, it should be already. I've always said if anybody was going to take TNA out, it should be the guy who started it. So that was always my thought. But I did happen to see a picture the other day of an episode they did and to end it. And Global Force doesn't look that much more impressive. They had their roster standing in the ring, raising their arms. And it was about 8 men deep. So, yeah, they got a long way to go. They don't have a network either. It's a bunch of wrestling shows with no network. And your Destination America at this point, I mean, they're thinking about cutting bait with wrestling completely. Wrestling isn't really bringing numbers to their network. I don't know why they thought they would, because I can tell you now, a majority, probably 70-80% of wrestling fans that I talk to, if you ask them what channel Destination America is on their cable box, they cannot tell you. Mark, do you know what channel Destination America is on the cable box?
Well, no, because my cable box doesn't pick that up, because it's an extra charge to my cable box. So, no, I do not know. And nor do I care to watch that, because I can watch Ring of Honor, which is the only actual wrestling show that matters on that channel, at Saturday, or well, Sunday morning, technically, at 12 a.m. So I really don't care. But yeah, I'm just ready for, like you said, there's only 8 men in Global Force. I'm expecting the rosters to merge into one and Global Force just taking over TNA spot on Destination America is what I probably foresee.
I would see that, but like I said, I could also see Destination America saying, you know what, this is not helping us at all. We're going to worry more about ghost hunters and barbecue pet masters. So I want to see where they go with that. Next, we're going to have, like I said earlier, Good Morning America, Monday morning. Terry Bollea, Hulk Hogan, is going to talk about his sex scandal, his racial tirade, the Gawker.com lawsuit. It's going to be a tell-all. Anything that Hulk Hogan has to say, he will get out in this interview. My problem is simple, Mark. He said all this on Twitter already, and this is what, has buried his image constantly, because every time that you think it's going to go away, and you think that he might be able to save everything if people just give enough time, he's got to go put himself back in the spotlight. This can't possibly be good, right?
No, absolutely not. Like, that's one of the few things about famous people. They really cannot let things go. Like, I don't know if it's the narcissism or, like, just really big ego, but why on earth would you want to dig back up this, like, really bad black mark on what was actually a pretty lengthy and great career, and you just want to, like, throw some more mud on out there as you're digging this up? Like, it makes no sense. Like, he needs someone in PR to be like, look, as much as you want to get everything out in the open, you don't need to do this interview, especially not on a morning television show. Like, that's just leading to tweets and to YouTube memes and videos all day long until 6 p.m. that night, and everyone's going to catch it and make it go viral, and you're going to look probably even worse than you did before, because I know his mouth as a wrestling fan, and if you can't tell me what city we're in, I'm not expecting you to be 100% there mentally doing anything.
My question is simple with the Gawker lawsuit. What are you suing for? Like, I'm assuming it's defamation of character, but you're on tape. Like, invasion of privacy? Is that it? Like, you didn't want the tape leaked? I'm interested to see what he says. I'm not gonna go out of my way to watch it live. I'm sure my lovely social media will have it everywhere by the time noon rolls around. So, and I mean, it won't be hard to find it. I'm with Mark, man. If he would just say less, then maybe he can restore. Like he said, as much as I won't say that I despise Hulk Hogan and everything about his wrestling ability or lack thereof, I shouldn't even say wrestling ability, that's an insult to wrestlers, but he made a career for himself, and I didn't think anything could take it away, and I was wrong. Final thoughts on Terry Bollea, and hopefully we don't have to talk about him again after this interview.
Don't go, Terry. Don't go. Just no show the show or something, you know. Maybe call them that morning. Tell them that you have herniated disc, or maybe you got a concussion from watching old chair shots or something. I don't know. Just don't go.
Now, you know what? Go, Terry. Go. Because I don't want you to come back to WWE. So, keep burying yourself. That'd be awesome. Speaking of coming back to WWE, Rey Mysterio is apparently growing impatient with Lucha Underground's inability to confirm a second season. And he has apparently reached out to WWE about a possible return. If everybody will remember, probably about six months to a year ago, it was very nasty. I had lawsuits everywhere. It was Rey Mysterio doing anything he could to get out of his contract that WWE had held him hostage in, to the point of making him a color commentator on the Mexican announce team. Doing anything they could to make Rey stay with the company and not go to AAA. Mark, why would the WWE bring him back now? Is it only for to reach out to their specific demographic? Do they have Hall of Fame plans? Is Rey going to win the World Heavyweight Championship? What are they doing with Rey Mysterio?
They are probably Hall of Fame. You're right. I wasn't even thinking about that. But yeah, Hall of Fame. And I'm assuming that he's going to be there to help put over the Lucha Dragons and make them more relevant. Although I will say that the idea of Vince McMahon has that he would like to break the attendance record for most people wearing a mask in a stadium, he is going to try his hardest to do that. So if it's like a 6-man tag team match between like Lucha Dragon and Rey Mysterio versus New Day in one, and we have Kane in the other, and all, yeah, he'll try to get that.
How does Rey not have that record already? On Monday night with all those little kids wearing their stupid little Rey Mysterio mask in the front row.
Because there was, I believe it was at a soccer stadium, they actually passed out the mask to every person that was in there, and Vince McMahon thinks too highly of money to just pass out Rey Mysterio mask.
He thinks too highly of money, but he's the same guy that did the $1 million giveaway for anybody that watches his freaking show for 2 months. And he rained money from the roof. Legit money. And he can't forge out mask in San Diego 619, which, by the way, is what you market Rey Mysterio as. You don't think he can get away the mask record there in San Diego?
No, because in order to do it, he's going to have to get, like, a WrestleMania attendance numbers. It was that many people in that soccer stadium. So he's not giving out that much money. I mean, you're talking about, like if it happens at Texas Stadium, you're talking about giving out $100,000, $20 or $25, I forgot how much the masks are. Mask? Man, I don't think Vince thinks that too highly of that record.
He doesn't want it that bad, sir. He doesn't want it that bad. The Undertaker went home before Raw started, and doesn't appear that he is going to be around for the coming future. Brock is still there. He's going to be working that house show at Madison Square Garden on October 3rd. I expect The Undertaker to have something to do with that because it's on the network. Is that Madison Square Garden? Mark, do you think anything is going to happen with it?
I don't think anything about The Undertaker is going to happen with it. Although, I mean, they might for his last ride. I mean, he might make a random appearance. I know he was booked on some house shows in, like, October. So, I mean, that's pretty close to the same get-go area. But also, the Dudleys are going to be at that, at the Madison Square Garden show. So, that'll be interesting.
Yep, getting back to them. We'll move on to them before we get back to The Undertaker. They also came back on Monday night there. Putting the New Day through a table. Looks like they're going to be facing the New Day and going after their titles. Looks like that maybe, possibly, he's going to be like more like Bully Ray than Bubba. I didn't hear any stuttering, so that's a good sign. Still got the stupid glasses, but whatever. Mark, you marked up pretty hard. No pun intended. Excited for the Dudleys?
Extremely excited for Dudleyville. Them versus New Day is going to be epic. One amazing, hilarious storyline. So it's already started out that way from what we saw on SmackDown and Raw. And just want to say that the Dudleys do not respect furniture. Like, they just don't respect furniture, and I don't understand that.
That's right. That should be one of the three D's for sure. And New Day, everything they do is golden. Go to WWE.com, watch the Michael Cole skit. You won't regret it. It is amazing stuff. The Dudleys are probably going to go over because they're the Dudleys, and they are just going to add another title reign to their infinite amount. I think they say that it's at 22 now, so they count their independent title reigns too, which is what they do. That makes the number look better, though, so. Back to Undertaker. Anything gonna have anything to do with this Madison Square Garden show?
I really don't think so. Like, part of me kind of thinks that maybe October, maybe they could, that would be like probably the halfway point between Royal Rumble and now. So maybe they'll tease it or maybe give us a feud or like a brawl or something there just to keep our interest to Rumble.
Well, call me crazy because I'm a little selfish, but November 22nd, Atlanta, Georgia. Survivor Series, kind of a like Undertaker sighting. Call me crazy.
Didn't he start his career at Survivor Series?
Yes, he did, 1990. Can't even brought him in that way. Not going to say it ends there, but it is the last ride. So, hey, come on back. And if he doesn't, they got to give a Sting. Like, one of the two had to be there in Atlanta, Georgia. So Atlanta, Georgia. Gotta have Sting there, right?
Well, if this is his last ride, quote unquote, as well, although I'm not certain that this will be Sting's last year. I think he might stretch it out for another. But yeah, I know. You really don't want to hear that, but the little stinger in you does. So but yeah, he should definitely come to Atlanta. Although I think Vince may just out of spite just keep him away from Atlanta. He'd be like, that's that Ted Turner. He made that place famous. I don't want Sting over there.
That could be like the one time where they just bury him. That could be the bury wink for Sting. Like when they end the segment where he's getting beat down and you're waiting on like the good guy to come save him and nothing. They just hit him with like another pedigree. And be epic. Are you gonna have Ric Flair come down and do the whole chop him down one more time in front of the Atlanta crowd? So many different ways you can go. Last thing we're gonna talk about is what we did a separate podcast. You all wanted to hear about it. It got the most views of any show we've done and still getting views. That Divas controversy on Monday and the things that ensued from it. Mark, you said hold your horses and give it some time. It appears that they are leaning toward everybody going for Nikki Bella's title in a big brawl. I still say there was better ways to get to it than what they did. But that does appear where they're going, so we're not going to have teams forever. Go ahead and gloat for a little while.
Yeah. So if anyone has not heard, Monday night we will have a beat the clock challenge to determine the number one contender for the Divas title. And also, we have, since the whole ranting that everyone was on, we have gotten the little hints at the breakups of all three teams. The PCB kind of going at each other a little bit, two out of the three, at the NXT this past week at the Fatal 4-Way. And Nikki just kind of driving home the point of, well, one of you has to be better than the other. I mean, Paige said this was her team. And then Charlotte and them bringing back up, well, you told your sister that she should have died in the womb. So they're all teasing that they're breaking up, which eventually they will. I just don't know when they're going to give the number one contender the title opportunity. I'm hoping that it's before that two weeks and like 7 days or whatever, or 3 weeks or whatever is left.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be on that Raw before, because it's going to be under Tyranny or whatever. She has her reign at this show, so it'll be the day before that. You're right about that promo, how they did the little womb thing, but man, it just came off awkward to me. I wasn't buying the sincerity behind that promo. It felt forced. I just hope that they come out of this. I hope the matches make the storytelling a little better, because I'm not into it yet, that's for sure. Any final thoughts on anything that we haven't covered yet or things that we didn't talk enough about?
So NXT is just, like, I know these women that just came up are amazing, and they have Bayley already there, but they're reloading with some more female talent. They picked up Kana from Japan, the Nia Jax. They just signed two other divas, and then they also had the enhancement, quote-unquote, talent. And officially, Blue Pants has a t-shirt for WWE Shop, so I'm pretty sure Leva Bates is going to be signing her exclusive NXT deal here pretty shortly.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that happened already when they decided to put her with the Von Villains. Because I think they're going to keep her in that gimmick for a while. She's pretty much a mainstay.
Yeah, and her versus Alexa Bliss this coming up Wednesday on NXT should be a great match. Alexa Bliss can actually wrestle as well. So, I mean, NXT still has a bunch of divas there that can go. They just need to help out the lesser talent get over, should we say, for those that like to crap on a couple divas that will not be named right now.
Eva Marie, Carmella. I can keep going, but I won't.
Dana Brooke. I mean, she's better than most of them, though.
Yeah, I'm starting to come around on her. Like, she has good moves. Like, her power moves are good. It's that stuff in between. Like, when you're got the person down and you're playing to the crowd and you got to grab the hair, it looks really botchy. That's all I can say, is it just looks botchy.
Yeah, they kind of protected her at this past NXT in that Fatal 4-Way. She only did, like, mostly kicks and strikes to folks. But she did actually play up the crowd a lot more, and it didn't look as bad. But then her and Emma had a little bit of tension. So I'm thinking that they're trying to use Emma to teach her how to actually wrestle. And then eventually that's going to lead into them feuding, and Emma can carry her pretty easily.
I believe the future is bright for Dana Brooke. And if you don't get that, you need to go to Google, Wikipedia, and you will. That'll be it for this week's show, Around the Square Circle. You can listen to us on other episodes of our show, WrestlingGoonsRadio.blogspot.com. As I said before, that's where you'll find our Facebook, our YouTube, Twitter, Google+, Instagram, Stitcher, iTunes. Subscribe to us there. We want to thank Phil for producing the show, Mark for sitting in with me, and for Wrestling Goons Radio, the podcast for the IWC from the IWC. We'll see you.